James Hazel on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Today, we look at this fascinating piece of news that came out. I saw this yesterday. There are many wills that go unclaimed. People who are named in wills, estates ergo, that simply, they never get the money. Now, how can that even be a thing? There was only one person to talk to on this particular subject, and we welcome to the programme the star of BBC's Air Hunters, an MD of Finders International, a professional probate genealogy firm. That is Danny Curran. Danny, good afternoon.
Hello, James. How are you?
Great to speak to you. This is odd, this, and it's made the news round here. A lot of estates in Suffolk, a lot of people entitled to money, been left money, they never get it.
Exactly. I mean, I was doing a search this morning. There's 154 unclaimed estates in Suffolk at the moment.
Wow.
So people who've died, no one knows who the next of kin are. And what we do at Finders is try and trace family next of kin through their family tree or genealogy connections.
Mm.
And hopefully, for most of the time when we contact people, it's a complete surprise, someone they've never heard of. But it can be a nice little windfall for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, presumably these are people who have died intestate without a will, right?
Yeah, the assumption is there's no will, but the one proviso, of course, is that there has not been a search for a will done prior to them being advertised. So part of the risk that we take in investing time and money into these cases is that we might, you know, a month down the line or a couple of months down the line, find that there's a will hidden under the bed and which disinherits everyone. So
right.
Don't count your chickens on these. You have to do all the due diligence before you can confirm it.
I guess if there is a will, it's a bit more straightforward. If there isn't, then who makes the decision as to who gets what?
Well, it's all set down in law. There's an order of inheritance, intestacy law in England and Wales. The order of succession, very briefly, is spouse issue. Siblings, then parents and uncles and aunts or their surviving descendants. So you could typically be in these cases. It might be that you're a first cousin once or twice removed.
Mm.
One of your parents or grandparents' cousins has died. You've never heard of them. So, but you can inherit. So that's the way it works out.
What happens? I mean, is there a time limit on this sort of thing, Danny?
Yeah, these cases are held, but, you know, this is probably why they're unclaimed. They're held by the government for claim for up to 30 years.
Right.
But, of course, after the initial flurry of advertising, which only happens once online, I mean, none of us are going to sit there online looking for a deceased relative.
But
once that initial flurry of advertising has happened, then it just lays dormant. So they're kind of relying, I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years, and they rely on firms like Finders and others that put claims in on behalf of people to speculate and to try and find the next of kin for them, because there is no tracing service as such by the government. They're just putting names on a list and putting them on the internet.
Mm. 10,000 nationwide. I mean, that's incredible.
It is amazing when you think the amount of the government usually inherits, or the Crown, I should say, usually benefits by about 25 million a year through people dying intestate with no family. Sometimes the family has died out completely, of course. There is no next of kin at all. So they are genuinely entitled. Everyone's next of kin is the Queen, unless you live in Cornwall, where it's Prince Charles.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Everyone's next of kin is, in fact, the Queen.
Exactly. If you haven't left any surviving descendants of uncles and aunts, then your next of kin is Her Majesty.
Wow. Well, that I didn't know. Of course, the big question, Danny, is how do we find out if we might be in any of these lists or wills?
Well, there's a website that we've put online to make the government data a lot more accessible called bonavacantialist.co.uk. So bonavacantia is the Latin term for these unclaimed estates. So it's B-O-N-A. Vacantia, V-A-C-A-N-T-I-A, list, allonewordcouk. And there's a search box in there. For example, I've just put the surname Hazel with two L's.
Yep.
And there's two of them. Jean.
Whoa, hang on. Really?
Yeah, basically. There's a Malcolm Hazel who died in 2013. And there's a Margaret Jean Grace Hazel who died in 2016, both unclaimed estates. So you're interested now in your financial.
So what do I do with that information?
Well, you, if you don't recognise the name, the fact that it has your family name...
I think they're aunties.
Yeah, exactly. We can speculate. But if you think you're related, but you don't know how to prove it, then you can always come to a company like ours, and we'll if we think it's worth the risk, we'll try and do it for you. I mean, some of the evidence that comes forward is quite amazing. You know, people who are coming forward to us and saying, well, I think we had one recently where a guy... knew his father had died and left over $1 million, but he had no proof he was his father.
Wow.
So one thing led to another, and we paid on risk, our own risk and expense, we paid for the body to be exhumed and for a DNA test to be undertaken. And 6 months late after he got in touch, it was confirmed he was his father.
Yeah.
So we managed to retrieve over $1 million from the Crown.
£1 million.
On his behalf.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
he was never on
amazing.
The guy's birth certificate. So unfortunately, people are relying on being the birth certificate, but that's, you know, DNA now can help us prove things in other ways.
And ultimately, that would be the proof that you would need, is it? I mean, you can't go digging up everybody where there's a claim, surely.
No, I mean, we try and, as a business, we obviously were looking into the potential value of the claim and, the, you know, because the thing to remember with a bona vacantia list is that most estates, they start to advertise when someone's left £500. And most of them are £500 or thereabouts. So we have to try and work out perhaps someone, it looks like they owned a property or they have some other assets that we can ascertain before we go too far into the research. Otherwise, we can be spending thousands on the research only to find out the estate is £500.
Yeah, of course.
So we have to kind of weigh up the risks and balances on these. But, you know, if we, as I say, there's hurdles to cross, but, you know, if we think it's a worthwhile case, then we'll certainly be willing to
then
give it a go.
Then you'll progress it, yeah. Would that have been the biggest that you've been involved with, do you think, Danny?
Well, probably the biggest one in recent times, there was about a £5 million estate. A lady died in Surrey, but her next of kin were all in former East Germany, Berlin.
Yeah.
Now, where we go across borders, the research gets very complicated because our records, we're lucky in England, they're all held centrally in one place.
Yeah.
Once you go into Poland, Germany, former countries in former Eastern Europe or Nazi-occupied countries where the borders have changed, plus the records are only held in churches or they were destroyed in the Second World War, you're then getting into the deep history of the situation. So it becomes very complicated then, and you're looking for multiple research in different resources to try and create a connection between the deceased and their family.
And I notice you say to us here that approximately one in five, there will be a will. So whilst you might be contacted by a company, you don't, you know, start spending that straight away because there may be a will lurking.
Yeah, I mean, most people are cautious by nature, but sometimes I have to say to people, look, don't go and put a deposit on a Ferrari just yet because there's a lot of hurdles to cross, and you have to kind of warn people not to get carried away with the idea because we don't know. And if there's 30, 40, 50 beneficiaries, then you're taking a share. You know, the estate might be big to start with, but by the time it's divided up, it might be a fairly modest share.
Well, it all helps, I suppose, doesn't it? I mean, it's a fascinating subject, and this is why the BBC's Air Hunters is such a fascinating show as well. Danny Curran, of course, is the star of that. And the MD of Finders International, that website then is findersinternational.co.uk. And if you go on there, you can eventually find the search box to see if, there's a starting point, possibly, for some sort of investigation to an unclaimed estate. Fascinating stuff, Danny. Keep well. Good to speak to you.
Thank you very much.